It's impossible to overstate the devastation of the Israelites in our first reading. The year's 587 BC, and Jerusalem has just been completely sacked. Their temple was sacked. All of Jerusalem is departed, we just read. It's bad. And it's devastating for the Israelites. And it's hard for us to really grasp because it's hard for us to really understand the importance of the temple for the Israelites, for the Jews. But not only that, they're deported from their home. And as bad as it is, and it's bad, it all happened because they were disobedient to God's word. And so the lesson today in our reading, our first reading in our gospel is simple. Christ's words are to be listened to and acted upon. And it's not just because God says so, but FYI for all of us, it's like that's a good reason to do something because God says so. But it's not just that. It's that God's word, his way, orders reality. God's word, his way, is the foundation of our existence. Because it's God's word. And he's divine. He's creator. And therefore, not following God's word, there's consequences to persistent disobedience. And that's the point of the gospel today. If you're not obedient, if you don't listen to my words, if you don't listen to my ways, you're a fool who built his house on sand. And sooner or later, and it may be much, much later, there will be consequences to disobedience. Because the rain always comes. The floods always come. The wind always comes. And the house always shakes. The question is, Jesus is saying, have you ordered your life in conformity with reality, God's word? If you have, if you're rooted in me as if I'm your foundation, the rain will come, the floods will come, the winds will blow, the house will shake, but it won't collapse. Why? Because your life is ordered in God's, your life is ordered towards reality. And it's God's word. And so if you just think of any times that we tend to be just very nearsighted. The Israelites, the Jews, Jeremiah, right before this is the time of the prophet Jeremiah. So if you read the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah is the prophet during this time. And he's over and over and over again reminding them to repent of their sins, to stop worshiping false idols. And over again, the people just did not listen because they were nearsighted. They didn't have the long vision in mind. So you just, make this more practical for ourselves. If a glutton will eventually, right, there'll be health consequences. Sexual immorality can wreak havoc on a marriage. Or even a future marriage. And so here it is, the Lord just reminding us, and this is where he always points to himself. Because again, the story is after the Israelites here are exiled in Babylonia, the Babylonian exiled, they repent. And what does the Lord do? He brings them back. And they begin again to reestablish their way of life in obedience to God and to reestablishing their foundation in reality. God's word, to be obedient. And so let us today just be reminded of and hear the call of Jesus. That's why Jesus always points to himself. He points to his word, and he points to the Father's will. The ones who does the will of my Father in heaven, I will hear. Brothers and sisters, let us be obedient to God's word. His way orders us in existence, and it is the foundation of reality.